Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello and welcome again, all good students throughout Solomon Islands, to the second junior secondary school homeschool radio session. For this session, you will have three teachers. So with you here in the studios, we have
Adrian Dorovia,
Georgina Peter,
and myself, Rose Pyre. We will each take you through different sections of the session as we proceed or continue with the session.
As promised in the last session, today we will relook at the text we read to you last week and go over the activity questions with you. So we ask you to get your pen and exercise book ready and listen carefully to the instructions on what we will do for each activity question and what you are expected to achieve. In other words, students, as you listen again to the text in this session and engage in thinking about answers to the activity questions, you are expected to know important facts about how to prevent yourself from respiratory diseases or sicknesses that can affect the lungs and our breathing system, such as the coronavirus. And as you improve your knowledge and understanding on good personal health practices and habits, we also expect you to be able to teach your friends and family members and community about good health practices. Just a quick question. Do you still remember your topic or theme for our radio session? Great. It was on healthy living or keeping safe from respiratory diseases, which was taken from the subjects science and health. And our main aim in this session is to help you improve your personal, social, and health well-being.
In terms of English learning, remember our focus for today is on the use of verbs to give commands and strong instructions. In other words, we will work together to identify the imperative verbs used in the sentences in the text. Yeah? Remember imperative verbs we mentioned in the last session? In addition to this, students, today we will also ask you to find examples of texts in which imperative verbs are used. Our aim is to help you identify examples of texts with strong commanding tones and understand why writers use imperative verbs in texts. Now, we go back to your text. Your text was taken from Coronavirus Prevention Handbook, 101 Science-Based Tips That Could Save Your Life. And this was written by Zoe W., published in 2020. This time around, I will stop to explain new vocabulary and technical words used in the text. And as I do, students, you are welcome to write the words down so you can find their meanings in your own time. The title of the text is Prevention Against Coronavirus. I will read the text for you just once today. When coughing or sneezing, the patient with acute respiratory diseases, the word acute, A-C-U-T-E, the meaning of acute is very serious. Okay. So the patient with very serious respiratory diseases should cover their nose and mouth with the arm or other materials like handkerchiefs, paper towels, or masks to reduce droplet transmission. Droplet transmission refers to liquids or fluids that come out of the nose or mouth of a person when they cough or sneeze. After exposure to respiratory secretions or after someone has touched fluid or droplets from the nose or mouth of an infected person, perform or do hand cleaning or hand washing immediately. And of course, frequently in daily life. Personal precautions are as follows. Firstly, maintain a balanced diet, ensuring adequate nutrition and maintaining oral health can help prevent against infection. Secondly, exercise regularly to boost immunity. We will take note of the meaning of the word immunity as we talk about how to protect ourselves later on. And thirdly, quit smoking, limit alcohol consumption, and stay in good spirits. Fourthly, ensure indoor ventilation, natural ventilation, or the free flow of air in and out of a house, and use of fans to better airflow. That is the end of the text.
Thank you, Gina. Now I kindly ask all of you, forms 1, 2, and 3, to look at your answers for the short answer questions as we continue. The question we gave you last week was, identify 4 precautions which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. Identify 4 precautions which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. Right, according to the text, the four personal precautions include A, maintaining a balanced diet, adequate nutrition, or having enough food from the 3 food groups, energy, in bracket, you can write carbohydrates or fats, growth or bodybuilding, and protective foods, vitamins and minerals, and maintaining the oral health can help prevent against infection. That's A. B, doing regular exercise to strengthen the body's immune or protective system. C, stop smoking, reduce alcohol intake, and stay in good spirits. And the last one, D, making sure there is enough space where you live to allow fresh air to circulate.
Thank you, Adrian. Let's get back to English. Let's look at the second question. And remember, this is an English question, and it's asking you to list the imperative verbs used in the 4 instructions about coronavirus prevention. Do you remember what we said about imperative verbs in our last session? Students, we said that when imperative verbs are used in instructions or orders, what we have is something like a command or an order with quite a strong commanding or authoritative tone. Tone means voice, right? T-O-N-E, the voice that you can hear. Is it strong? Is it sad? That's the tone. For instance, if I say, wake up, students, and run for your life, or sit still, boys, and listen to me, the imperative verbs I used are wake up and run, sit still, listen. And my intention or purpose is to give an order which must be obeyed immediately. And I choose to use verbs in this way to show that what I am saying is important, serious, or you can say urgent. U-R-E-G-N-T, urgent. I'm now going to read the 4 precaution measures that you can find in the text in the form of instructions as given for you. And you can decide with me which of the verbs in the sentences are imperatives or verbs that have the serious or urgent voice or tone. Number one, you can have this as your answer. Maintain a balanced diet. Ensuring adequate nutrition and maintaining oral health can help prevent against infection. The imperative verb that you should have here in the first instruction is the word maintain. Maintain, M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N. What can you hear in the text as we read, maintain a balanced diet? It is a strong order, isn't it? Good. Secondly, number two precaution, exercise regularly to boost immunity. What do you have as your verb, the imperative verb in that text? Do you have the word exercise? Yes, the word is exercise. It has a strong commanding term, isn't it? Thirdly, the third precaution, quit smoking. Limit alcohol consumption and stay in good spirits. Students, in this instruction, there are three verbs you should have identified. And these verbs are quit, Q-I-T, limit, L-I-M-I-T, and stay, S-T-A-Y. All of these are your imperative verbs. And fourthly, the fourth precaution reads, ensure indoor ventilation, natural ventilation and use of exhaust fans for better airflow. The imperative verb here is the word ensure. Another word for ensure in English is make sure. Okay? It's commanding you to do something. Ensure or make sure you do this or do that. Right. To help you understand the use of imperative verbs more clearly, I will now read a set of instructions. And this come from the heading, How to Wash Hands to Fight Germs or Viruses. And so I ask you students to listen carefully. Okay? Number one. Wet hands under running water. Wet hands under running water. Number two, apply soap on your hands carefully. Number three, ensure soap form or lather the white part of a soap when it contacts water. Ensure that is spread evenly on your hands. Number four, rub or scrub your hands thoroughly between the fingers, under your nails, and on top of your hands for 20 seconds. Number five, rinse your hands for 10 seconds. Number six, turn off the tap. Number seven, dry your hands carefully by shaking it off in the air, or if you have paper towels, use them, but make sure you dispose them after use. Number eight, if you don't have running water, use water in hand basins or bucket, but make sure you rinse the bucket carefully and leave it clean for the next user. Right, students? You can find imperative language as the use of verbs in lists of instructions or procedures such as recipes for cooking, commands in the Holy Scriptures, from your parents, announcements and reminders in schools, classrooms, and of course on health posters or pamphlets, and read, and so forth. What you could do is you can pay attention as you read, listen, and watch. Because imperative verbs and how they're used is everywhere around us.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
Great. Now we shall move on to answer your next set of questions.
Right, thank you, Gina. Under the take-home research question for Forms 1, 2, and 3, your question reads, find out whether your family, friends, or community members know about ways to prevent themselves from the coronavirus. You can do this by doing a small interview with them. I think this is the question from the last session. Right. Did you attempt or try to do this small research in your own time? I'm asking you students. If so, what did you find when you interview your family, friends, and some people in your community? If you found that most people are yet to know, could you think of activities in how to inform them? Or pay attention to the discussion of the answers to the final take-home question. If you have found out that most people are already aware of prevention measures, could you advise them to pass on the message? Also, listen carefully to some ways that will be discussed under the final take-home question. You might like to use some of the ideas here to share with your family or friends and community.
Thank you, Adrian. We shall now look at the final take-home question, which was specifically for Form 3 students. Forms 1 and 2 students, you are most welcome to join in if you wish. But if you need to take a break now, please do so. But do not go away as yet, as we will still conclude our lesson after this. Are you ready, Form 3 students? Let's start. Your question was, using your knowledge and understanding of the 4 prevention measures against coronavirus, how would you help members of your family, community, and friends to understand these precautions or safety measures? Now, what do you come up with, students? Please check your answers, and you can also add to your notes and anything you find useful from our discussion. Now, what possible ways do you have to help members of your family, community, and friends understand the prevention measures against respiratory diseases such as the coronavirus? First, talk to people in detail about the importance of having a balanced diet. Do you understand what a balanced diet is? Or how you could explain it to them? Good. Perhaps what you could say would be, it is about eating a variety of foods, such as breadfruit, cooking bananas, yam, pumpkins, beans, slippery cabbage, fish, clamshells, etc. in such quantities or amounts and proportions or sizes that the need for amino acids, vitamins, minerals, fats, carbohydrates, water, and other nutrients is adequately met for maintaining good health as well as vitality or life or the ability to live and maintaining general well-being. What this means, students, is having a balanced diet provides energy to maintain life, growth, and repair of worn out tissues, protection against diseases and infections. In addition to this, you could explain the importance of caring for our mouth and teeth by emphasizing that mouth is the window to the health of your body. For example, regular brushing of teeth and mouth can help prevent against infections. Secondly, you could explain the importance of regular exercise as a way of keeping fit and healthy, because in doing so, it boosts immunity or increase body ability to defend itself against virus, bacteria, fungi, and also prevent non-communicable diseases or lifestyle diseases such as overweight, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, cancer, and heart diseases. Thirdly, quit or stop smoking. Limit, quit, or stop drinking alcohol or alcohol consumption, and stay in good spirits and health. In other words, you can discourage smokers and drinkers to slow down and stop their habits gradually. Fourthly, ensure good indoor ventilation or circulation of airflow. You could encourage everyone to have enough breathing space where they live. In the absence of modern fans, our homes need to have enough space and windows to allow air to flow freely. Now, these are possible ways you could use to spread coronavirus prevention measures to the people around you. Apart from this, remember to always cover mouth when coughing or sneezing with shirt, blouse, or tissue, and wash hands to prevent spread of virus. Most importantly, we must always wash hands when preparing our food, touching our nose, mouth, eyes, ears, and after using the toilet or after touching any dirty surfaces. And lastly, as you return to school, to schools, let us all be encouraged to start working out ways to practice good health, hygiene, or cleanliness. Let us practice healthy living as part of our daily habits and practices, and help to encourage those who are yet to know.
Thank you, Rose. Good students of Solomon Islands, those are very, very essential tips and reminders for us in this time of coronavirus difficulty. And so, who knows what will happen to the nation? We need to take these precautions on board, right? So that even if we return to school, we know what to do, what not to do, so that we can be able to stay healthy and prevent ourselves from being infected by COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Okay? And so this is actually the end of the main lesson for this radio session, but we have to go back and recap what we have just talked about, or what we have just listened to in this session. We thank our science and health teachers, Rose and Adrian, for those very important tips. I would like you now to sit back and think about what we have just learned. What we have worked together to formulate answers to in this radio session is based on a very important theme, and that is healthy living, or keeping safe from respiratory diseases. Okay? Respiratory diseases does not end with coronavirus. It includes other respiratory diseases that affect the lungs negatively and our breathing system. Right? And so I believe by now you will have received those useful knowledge. And you should also be able to improve your understanding of the important measures or precautions we all need to take against respiratory diseases, especially coronavirus. And so we encourage you to continue to pay attention and listen and do the right things. In terms of your English language learning today, students, we have successfully identified what we call the imperative language tone, right? Through verbs that are used in strong health instructions, as we have heard. And I hope that as you listen, you have strengthened your understanding of the use of verbs, to formulate what they call the imperative tone in English. Okay? For example, as we hear in orders or instructions or health advice. And so for your take-home message and continuous learning, we kindly ask you to make use of available resources such as television, if you have a set at home, radio, newspaper, magazines, health posters, and other reading materials within reach to help you expand what you have learned today, okay? About healthy practices and, of course, how to enhance your English language learning. The more you listen to English and read in your own time, the more chances or opportunities you will have to access the use of imperative language in texts. And imperative language addresses a variety of important purposes, such as health advice and prevention measures. Okay, we have come a long way, students. We have to end our session here. Time is catching. And we wish to leave you with two very important quotations on the theme healthy living. The first quotation for today is, and it is called, Prevention is better than cure. This is taken from the philosopher Desiderius Erasmus. Okay? Prevention is better than cure. Okay? It's better to prevent the disease from affecting our lives than allowing it, and that we struggle to find ways to cure it. Okay? And the second one is, Obedience is better than sacrifice. And this is taken from none other than the Holy Scriptures, and it is found in the first book of Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22, or you can read on to verse 23 if you like. Students all throughout the Solomon Islands, it's been a pleasure having you on the session for today. We thank you very much for your time and attention to the three of us. And we hope that you have taken home something useful to help you, your family, and your community in these trying moments in our nation's history. And so we wish you all the very best and God's blessings. And so from us,
Rose Paya,
Adrian Dorovia,
and Georgina Peter, it is
goodbye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.